From PBS NewsHour Student Reporting Labs
and WETA,
this is On Our Minds
with Ashley
and Tyler,
a podcast about the teenage experience made by teenagers for teenagers.
Because we all need a place to feel heard. Hi, Ashley.
Hi, Tyler. I'm so excited for this week's episode because this week we have a very special conversation with another star athlete. Student reporter Mahi Jariwala from Danville, California spoke with the Olympic gymnast Jordan Chiles.
Yes, I was just watching some of her videos and it was incredible watching her do a backflip on the beam. I couldn't even imagine doing a backflip on the ground and she's doing a backflip on the beam.
Oh my god, yeah. So Jordan Chiles represented the United States at the 2020 Summer Olympics in Tokyo. And I don't know if you remember, but Simone Biles suddenly had to withdraw.
It was a stunning moment at the Tokyo Olympics today. Simone Biles, considered the top gymnast in the world and favored to bring the U.S. gold medals, withdrew from the team competition. Her decision came after her performance on the vault, and she said it was not because of a physical injury.
Jordan Chiles was called to step in, which meant that she not only had to compete in the vault and floor, which she was prepared for, but also in the balance beam and uneven bars as well. Her performances on all of these helped the team take home the silver medal.
Here's Mahi speaking with Jordan Chiles about that moment at the Olympics.
The team finals at the 2020 Olympics, Simone Biles withdrew from the balance beam and uneven bars, so you got the opportunity to do those events. How did you mentally prepare for those routines since that wasn't what you had like initially planned?
I was literally just like, wow, what do I do? And so my coach had told me, Jordan, you need to go in for bars and beam. And I was like, you're kidding, right? Like I asked her, I was like, you're kidding. I was like, do I actually put these on? And she was just like, yes. And I was like, okay. So, you know, in me, I'm like my funny self. I'm like, wow, this is about to happen. Like, whoa, what's going on? Putting my grips on and, you know. Simone comes over and she's like, you got this, like, you'll be perfectly fine, I promise you. In my mind, I'm like, man, I'm putting my feet in the hugest shoes of all time, and you want me to go up there? Okay, I guess. I wasn't just doing it for myself, I was doing it also for her, because she's my ride or die, she's somebody that I looked up to, so I was like, in this moment, like, I'm doing this for you. We're gonna go all the way to the end, no matter what, and so that's what I did. You just have to be Jordan and go out there and have fun. To be honest, like my time there felt like I was there for 3 seconds and everybody was like, no, like that took like a 15-minute turnaround. I said, I felt like my brain was only there for 3 seconds and I was already competing, but I wouldn't change the world for it. I prepared myself for multiple challenges. With anything that's thrown at me, I know I can defeat them and just conquer however I needed to. So that's what I did.
Yeah, and you did amazing. What advice do you have for young athletes of any sport, especially anyone who may be not performing as well as they could?
I would just say always believe in the power of your dreams. You know, your dreams are very powerful. They have the ability to be more than what you think it can be. And so if you keep your mind on that moving forward through anything, honestly, whether it's in your daily life or if it's in a sport. So yeah, I just say, and always have fun. Go have fun. Do you. Make sure there's good energy coming into your life and that you find the right people to stay around. Be around who you want to be around.
And that's awesome. And I also feel like not only gymnastics being an individual sport, but I think for all athletes in general, a lot of it has to come from within and being able to believe in yourself and sort of have that confidence going in to whatever it is, whether it be a game or a meet. Where do you think that comes from, like that confidence for you?
I actually didn't have confidence when I was younger. As I grew older, my coach back in Texas, she kind of gave me the confidence to be the person I am now. She was able to really like teach me how to get that confidence in anything, whether it's life lesson, whether it's in the gym, whether it's driving a car, like it doesn't matter. Yeah. But just having that confidence is what gives you the ability to be calm and you can just continue with whatever. So in the sport of gymnastics, all we do is have pressure, we have expectations. So having that confidence going into your competition definitely helps because you know, okay, I've done it a million times. This is what I'm going to do. And this is how I'm going to do it. So that's kind of how my confidence came. It came like 5 years ago.
In moments that, like, you know, you were struggling, or just kind of like situations where maybe you didn't feel as confident, what advice do you have for people that are kind of going through a low point in just kind of finding their confidence?
With anybody, whether you're in a sport or not in a sport, I have to say, just use your voice. If you continue to stay silent, then the more that you're going to be stuck behind a blank wall and you can't get past it. I was able to talk to like a sports psychologist, a therapist, to help me kind of get past those roadblocks. I was able just to be able to speak my mind. And when you have somebody that you feel comfortable to speak your mind and just tell them your story, you feel so much better. You feel a relief. You feel like, oh, wow, what have I been missing? Because you finally just have the ability to lay it all on the table.
Especially when sports, I think, get to those next levels, like, people lose sight of why you play your sport. How do you think you were able to stay grounded and always kind of remember your why?
I love the fun of it. I love being able to recognize the ability of not everybody's the same. And that's a huge thing in the gymnastics world right now. That's kind of shifting. Like, people need to understand. They need to understand our mental health, our physical health, our emotional health, everything like that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
No, thank you.
With us now to talk about this conversation is student reporter Mahi Jariwala. Hi, Mahi. Welcome.
Hi, Ashley. Hi, Tyler. Thank you guys for having me on.
Hi. I know you're an athlete, Mahi. I was just wondering, what did Jordan Child say that particularly stuck with you as you think about your own sports?
She talked a lot about this idea of just having confidence in yourself. And I think especially with sports, you know, there's a lot of pressure that, you know, sometimes gets on you just when it's game time with coaches, teammates, parents, and just learning to channel that pressure into something positive, which is something else that she talks about a lot, of just channeling all that energy into something that can help you and just changing your perspective on things to make sure you're looking at things with a positive look on it.
Absolutely. I think back on my own experience with tennis, and what I struggled with towards the end was starting to lose my love for the sport. But I've realized lately, as I'm picking tennis back up recreationally, that I'm finding a lot more love for the sport because I was able to kind of tune out like the pressures of the coaches I had and like the other people who were a lot better than me. And so I think that like so much of sports is physical, right? But also so much of it is like this like mental game that you have to play with yourself beyond all else.
Something that I've picked up, especially after this conversation, was like mindfulness and meditating, just because I understood the importance of this sort of like mental aspect of the game. And so just like making sure that my mindset is good going into games or practices. So I like to make sure that I get in at least 5 minutes of meditation before a game.
I think that's really healthy. So much of sports is wellness, and I think that if you don't take care of like your mental well-being while you're playing and participating in your sports, at least for me, you just start to lose like your passion for it. You start to feel kind of like burnt out, because it's like you could be so good at something, but if it's making you feel exhausted in your head, no amount of like energy drinks and Gatorade is gonna do that.
I was gonna say something about how I get nervous before cross-country meets, before like my career ended in cross-country after 2 years. I only did it because I needed a PE credit and I was already running before. And so for me, like, cross-country was never really something that I particularly enjoyed. It was just something that I was already doing, not very successfully. And I just also continued it at school. So I feel like partially that's another thing with like the mentality thing. Like, if you're not into something and if something is not working for you and you try to like continue pursuing it or whatever, like, you have to be in it because you love it and it's because something that you want to pursue, and not just because this is something that, you know, might be cool or whatever. Like, this has to be something that's like you feel like is a deep part of you.
Mahi, I wanted to ask, what are your personal biggest takeaways from participating in sports?
I think being a girl in sport, we see it in the statistics, girls who play sports become women who lead. And so I think for me, it's always just been learning what I can from sports, because I know it's so applicable in other areas of my life. And I think that even interviewing in what I'm doing right now would not be possible if I wasn't participating in sports.
What do you guys think about parents making their kids play sports?
When it comes to like parents making their kids do it, I mean, I think when they're younger and you want to expose them to certain things, like maybe that's good or whatever, so that they know, like, this is something that I want to try or whatever. But like, the parent is pushing something more than the student is, it doesn't matter how hard they push it or what they're going to do. Like, if the kid is not in it, like, they're not going to give their all to it. And you might as well just invest your energy and your time into something else.
I definitely agree. That last point you brought up is really important, because we spend a lot of time on these things that we started when we were really young, and then we just keep going with it because we feel like, oh, if we back out now, like, it's a waste of time. But like, I think there's something to be said that if you don't like it, you might be holding yourself back from like finding something that you really, really love and that you're really passionate about. And as someone who is doing like kind of like a non-sport sport with marching band, I get PE credits for it, so that's what counts. I think that one of the most valuable takeaways from high school sports or high school non-sport sports is the community. Some of my best memories from band are like waking up at like 4:30 a.m. on Fridays just so I can go out to breakfast with my section. But I just think that at least when you're young, going out and doing sports, especially team sports, is just such a nice way to like get connected with your community.
That was something that I kind of thought of as well, as like, well, am I going to play in college? Because I spent all this time in high school playing basketball. And it's like, is this something that's going to directly correlate into me getting a scholarship or playing college basketball? And I'm pretty at peace with the fact that I don't think I'm going to play in college. And I'm so happy with that right now, because it's like, basketball has been something that I've just been so passionate about and that I've got to have so much fun with. And so whether it's with sports or something else, just make sure that you're following your passions and you're having fun, because there are so many things that come out of you just doing that.
Thank you so much, Mahi, for joining us. And the conversation with Jordan Childs was really great.
No, thank you. This has been such a great opportunity. Thank you both.
Next episode, coming out in 2 weeks, is about the power of poetry, spoken word, and the performing arts. Now, I know I'm personally very excited for this episode as a writer and someone who writes a lot of specifically spoken word poetry. So I hope you guys really love it, because it's going to be really amazing.
Today's segment was produced by Mahi Jariwala from Monte Vista High School in Danville, California.
This episode was produced by lead podcast producer Bridget Gansky, with help from Jayla Moore Ross and Becky Wandell. Editing by Mercedes Izeji.
Editorial director Marie Kusick and executive producer Leah Klapman.
Theme music by Jackson Tiedens.
Additional music by Blue Dot Sessions.
If you or someone you know needs help, we have a list of resources at studentreportinglabs.org/mentalhealthresources.